In this week's news overview, we're bringing you updates on student government's budget allocation, news of planned renovations to IPSC's Rutherford Bathhouse, and a rundown of EMU sports scores from this weekend. Following our news briefing is your guide to events at EMU throughout the coming week. I'm your host, Ronia Isabel Kabunsug.
And I'm Erica Frisbee.
And you're listening to the Eastern Echo Podcast. At their October 8th Senate meeting, student government representatives discussed Resolution 106-07, which proposes money allocation to the EMU Gospel Choirs after lost paperwork prevented last semester's fund allocation. The resolution, co-authored by Business and Finance Director Mohammed Agour and House Speaker Taylor Lawrence, will give the choir the originally requested $1,443, as well as $57 extra to apologize for the miscommunication. The resolution passed 14-2. Also at the meeting, Speaker Taylor Lawrence updated the student body government of an iClicker pilot program set to launch in the winter 2020 semester. The program, as inspired by Wayne State University and Michigan State's successful programs, would allow students to access iClickers for free. With the Office of Community Wellness donating 100 iClickers, Speaker Lawrence said that the next steps of the program include figuring out how high the demand is and how many iClickers will need to be purchased in the future. In local news, Rutherford Pool's bathhouse is slated to be renovated beginning in late November/early December of this year. With the renovations to be finished by May 2020, the bathhouse will have plumbing and electrical upgrades along with the additions of family and gender-neutral changing rooms. Nearly 200 donors, including many members of the community, raised the funds needed for the renovation, which is estimated to cost $650,000. The fourth annual IPSC GlowFest is coming up, with the event planned to take place on October 25th on North Washington Street between Pearl Street and Michigan Avenue. The event runs from 7 to 9:30 p.m. and is open to all ages. Participants are encouraged to wear Halloween costumes and anything that glows. Activities at the event include street performers, dancing, creative window displays, and interactive creatures. The event is free, and volunteer opportunities are available to any interested EMU organizations or individuals. In sports, EMU Volleyball beat the Toledo Rockets 3-1 on Friday, October 11th, before falling to the Ball State Cardinals on Saturday 3-2. The football team met a similar fate, falling to Ball State during the homecoming game 29-23. Both teams will have the chance to redeem themselves, volleyball taking the court against Miami on October 18, and football heading to the field on October 19th to square off against Western Michigan.
There are plenty of things happening around Eastern's campus this week. These are the events we're most excited about at the Echo. On Monday, October 14th, in honor and reflection of the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots, there will be a small reading hosted by the LGBT Resource Center in room 270 of the Student Center. The event is free and will run from 4 to 6 p.m. On Tuesday, October 15th, President Smith will be giving his second annual State of the University address in the Student Center auditorium. The address is open to all students, faculty, and staff and will run from 4 to 5 p.m. The October edition of Wellness with Wednesday is this week on October 16th at Big Bob's Lake House. The October edition of Wellness with Wednesday is this week on October 16th at Big Bob's Lake House. Students are encouraged to come and de-stress with therapy dogs from 4 to 6 p.m. And this weekend kicks off with the opening night of EMU Theater's run of Cabaret on Friday, October 18th at 7 p.m. The musical will run until 9:45 p.m. and is LBC approved. There will also be a 7 p.m. showtime on Saturday, October 19th, and a 2 p.m. show on Sunday, October 20th. Tickets can be bought at the door or online, with student pricing available on the $18 tickets. For more information, visit the Quirk Theater box office or go online to www.emish.edu/cmta/productions. All events can be found at today.emish.edu/calendar. Full-length articles covering each topic of today's news briefing are featured on easternecho.com. And as always, print editions are available across campus all week.
Be sure to check back in on Thursday when we'll be releasing part one of our student wellness series, where we'll be covering some of the unsung mental and physical health resources available to students both on and off campus. Think aerial silk classes, free workshops on stress management, and lakefront yoga. As always, have a great week, Eagles, and we'll see you on Thursday.
The Eastern Echo Podcast is co-directed by Ronia Isabel Kabunsug and Erica Frisbee and produced by Riley Barnsdale. This episode was written by Erica Frisbee.
This was an Eastern Echo Podcast.